T-I-P-S.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this morning. When your economy depends on borrowed money and lenders are worried inflation will devalue the dollars they're lending before it's time to be paid back, how do you convince them to lend? You give them tips. That's the announcement we're expecting today from the Treasury Department. And Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joins us live from our bureau in New York to explain. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Steve.
So what's the Treasury Department up to here?
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, the Treasury Department is going to announce today that it is boosting the sale of these TIPS. That's Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. And these are bonds in which the principal increases or decreases based on the consumer price index. So you don't have to worry about inflation if you're lending the U.S. government money.
So why does the government want to ramp up these TIPS?
Well, because there were a couple of relatively weak Treasury auctions last week and also a very successful TIPS auction. And of course, China, which is the biggest lender to the United States, has been making noises about inflation for some time. And the Chinese have reportedly told Treasury they are interested in buying more of these inflation-protected securities.
Now, I can see, Jeremy, how these TIPS are good for the party buying them, but they seem kind of like a bad deal for taxpayers.
Well, they can be, but I just spoke with Guy Labat, who's a fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, and he says right now, because inflation is low, an ordinary bond is actually a better deal for the investor than an inflation-protected bond.
For example, the 10-year TIPS is currently yielding about 1.82% without inflation, whereas a 10-year Treasury is yielding about 3.72%.
But of course, Steve, if those who say inflation will rise as the economy rebounds because of all the money the U.S. government has been borrowing, if those people are right, then obviously TIPS would be a good deal for the investor, bad for the taxpayer.
All right. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson joining us from our bureau in New York. Jeremy, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's see how the markets are doing. European shares are slightly higher right now. Asian markets closed lower today by more than 1%. Stock futures are mixed right now. Wall Street had some slight gains yesterday. We got word this morning from Procter & Gamble that their profits fell 18%. They blame a drop in sales. And by the way, P&G scored a lucrative deal with the National Football League. Four of the consumer product company's brands, we're talking names such as Old Spice and Gillette, will become so-called official products of NFL locker rooms. P&G will also get marketing rights for the Super Bowl and other NFL media. An announcement is set for later today.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Members of the House are back in their home districts trying to gauge the mood of constituents. One of those lawmakers, a freshman congressman from Oregon, is taking the pulse of small businesses. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
Aggravated small business owners packed a hearing room in Oregon's capital, Salem, yesterday. There were nods all around when Wilda Parks from a local chamber of commerce complained about limited access to credit.
A business person should not have to max out their personal credit card to be able to run their business successfully.
I'm hearing frustration and concern and entrepreneurial spirit.
That's freshman Democrat Kurt Schrader. He's a member of the House Small Business Committee and runs a neighborhood veterinary practice. He says he empathizes with other small business owners.
They're not looking for a government handout. Some of them would like their government to be a lot more responsive in terms of working with the banks, credit unions, and the small community banks to free up the credit markets.
Trader says there's already been some progress. The economic stimulus package made Small Business Administration loans less risky for lenders to make, and there are now deferred payment loans at 0% interest as well. That help is welcome, at least to some business owners.
Financial situation in extremely technical terms is that I'm broke.
Jim Brunberg owns Mississippi Studios, a live music venue in Portland. It's just undergone a $500,000 renovation.
I maxed out my credit cards, I borrowed from friends, I borrowed from family, and we got a SBA loan for $350,000 through local bank. And when summer came this year, we just received more funding to sort of tide us over.
Brunberg is confident he'll be able to pay the money back once rock group bookings and concert attendance pick up. Not all small business owners want to borrow more, though, with or without SBA help. Cheryl Southwell is president of Specialty Polymers, a manufacturing firm with 80 employees.
We have the credit we have. We're going to stay within that credit. We are not spending any money because at this point in time, we don't know what the future may be.
For those that are looking for help, Congressman Schrader will be heading back to Washington with some ideas, like, for instance, using bank bailout money that's already been paid back to spur more small business lending. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, hits theaters this week. It has all the trappings of a big-budget summer movie. Explosions, toy tie-ins, a big price tag. But when it comes to Hollywood, G.I. Joe's gone AWOL, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
This is General Hawk. The mission is a go.
Instead of a glitzy premiere in Los Angeles, G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra has been screening on military bases. Paramount is also promoting the movie heavily in cities like Columbus, Ohio, and Kansas City. Pop culture expert Robert Thompson says it's a smart tactic.
You know, we're going to open this in the heartland, where real Americans live. And then, of course, the added touch of opening at Air Force bases. And it's a great public relations device.
Paramount has also shut out most mainstream movie critics. Jason Squire is the editor of the Movie Business Book.
It is a good policy to say, let the public decide. It's a review-proof movie.
Squire says Paramount is hoping for another Transformers. Revenge of the Fallen was pounded by critics, then earned more than $400 million at the box office.
Now I know. And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Have some blockbuster thoughts on your mind? Check us out at marketplace.org and share them with us at our website. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.